The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Is this a girl power Israel report?
No, this is just an Israel report.
I'm Maxine Nati. We have Kathy. We have me. It's all about the ladies.
Actually, let's just make it all about the guys, okay? Can we talk about Gantz and his vowing a referendum on territorial withdrawal? Is this another Gush Katif? What is this about?
Well, it's actually quite the ante to Gush Katif. Mm-hmm. So Benny Gantz addressing an Israeli-speaking audience yesterday. He's about to, later this week, speak to the Anglo community. He was talking about, and this comes just after Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday said that, if his tenure as Prime Minister continues, then he will annex Jewish settlements within the West Bank. He didn't say whether or not he would annex settlements that are considered illegal, but he did make that statement. So Benny Gantz has said that before any kind, and this is not annexation, he's talking withdrawal. He said before any kind of withdrawal from any territory, he will put it to referendum. He will speak to the Israeli public. He will get their opinion on whether or not a withdrawal from any territory is necessary. And he also used, in his example, he spoke about the unilateral withdrawal from Gaza in 2005, the Hitnakut, which resulted in this horrendous phenomenon that we have today of relentless rocket attacks and mortar attacks on our southern communities. So we don't know if this is pre-politicking talk, but it's one of the platforms that Gantz has come out and spoken about. He also mentioned in his bid to try and woo the more religious Zionist people, he said that he will not be going into any kind of a unilateral or a unity government with the joint list. And he said that what he would like to try and encourage is for Arab Israeli citizens who might not want to serve in the army to do national service inside their communities. So he said, you know, there are issues with crime, education, unemployment. So this would be a good way to try and sort out issues that they face.
Very interesting. In a second story that I wanted to discuss with you, the news of the Palestinian honor killing has created a tumult in the Arab world. Give us a background to this, Rolene.
Well, I'd like to talk quite a bit more about this. I know that there is a horrendous crime that has happened in Cape Town, gender-based violence, rape and murder of a young student from UCT. And we see this horrendous phenomenon also taking place in the Middle East, in the village of Beit Sahur, very, very close to Bethlehem. The background story to this is young Isra Khayeb, 21 years old, very innocently went. She met a young guy for a coffee or a bite at a restaurant and did what so many of us do. She posted it to social media. It was a very innocent meeting. It was only a couple of minutes. And members of her family, who are extremely conservative, saw this and they accused her of bringing dishonor to her family. And they beat her up. To the point where she was unable to walk properly. She fell down the stairs, damaged her spine, and had to be hospitalized. And a member of her family continued to beat her to death in hospital. The family said no, she died of a heart attack, but she was beaten to death. And it has created, as you can imagine, absolute condemnation. It has brought something that we haven't seen around this type of violence, which is it's brought Palestinian women to the streets protesting against this horrendous phenomenon, which is known as honor killings. And there is no honor in killing somebody. There is no honor in murdering somebody. There is no honor in raping somebody. And they are demanding an investigation into what has been termed as suspicious circumstances around her death. This is not a new phenomenon in this, in sure. this region. Honor killings, have been taking place for a long time now. It also has spread within certain communities into Africa, into parts of Europe. We've seen women in the region severely injured, having acid thrown in their faces. These are for what they what are termed crimes of dishonor against the family. This involves maybe seeing somebody of the opposite sex who is not from a prearranged marriage, maybe seeing somebody without a chaperone. It's really, really, absolutely, absolutely horrendous. It is something that we all should be talking about and all roundly condemning.
So it's very interesting, Rolene. I just spoke to Dr. Nwabisa Shai. She is a specialist scientist at the Gender and Health Research Unit of the South African Medical Research Council, exactly about this. And she actually said that it comes from patriarchal societies. Where you've got patriarchal societies, you have men who do not see women as equal. They see women as people to subjugate.
Well, it is endemic in patriarchal societies,
yeah.
But, you know, I think when we talk about gender-based violence, we also have to remember that it's not only restricted to patriarchal societies. And, you know, it's no great secret. I'm involved with WETA, and one of the issues we deal with very, very strongly here in Israel is violence against women. We've successfully managed to lobby at the Knesset and to get laws passed. We have battered women's shelters. We now have situations where we deal specifically with communities that are patriarchal. But what we do have, which is quite interesting and quite an achievement, is we have the only two hotlines in the country for men who are thinking of committing acts of violence. They have a hotline to phone to try and break the cycle. And we also have, and I'm going to try and repost it, a project now where we deal with men who have been jailed because of violence against women, sometimes the murder of women, to try and get to the bottom of what is causing it and how we break this horrible cycle of violence. And we have to remember that this is not something that takes place in poor communities. While it is prevalent in patriarchal societies, it's not only restricted to patriarchal societies. I know here we see this time and again in communities, yes, that are maybe more conservative, maybe are more patriarchal, or limb communities from certain countries where the men are not coping with their aliyah, where the men are not coping with how quickly their spouses might be assimilating to culture or modernizing in culture, and they are lagging behind. So it is a phenomenon that must be dealt with.
Rolene Marks, do you have Game of Thrones as your ringtone?
Game of Thrones is my ringtone.
Okay, and that is where we leave it. And we'll catch up with you tomorrow, Rolene.
What can I say?
Thank you so
winter
much.
Is coming.
God, winter for you definitely is coming. Cheers, bye.